Hello, everybody, from NPR Music. It's All Songs Considered live in concert tonight with Josh Ritter, the great American singer-songwriter, one of the best out there right now, with another great record following the Animal Years. He's got a brand new record out that we quite love, The Historical Conquest of Josh Ritter. And the house lights are off here at the 930 Club in Washington, D.C. Josh Ritter about to take the stage. Here comes the band. I'm Bob Boylan for All Songs Considered. Enjoy the show, everybody.
Thank you for coming tonight. There are planets you don't know. There are moons that you don't see. Invisibles between the rings of Mars and Mercury. The harbors that they built for the ships that sail the sea. And sometimes when it's all too much, I know they'll come for me, come for me.
Deep in the belly of a whale, I found a dam, but the deep blue jail around her, running her hands through the ribs of the dark, Florence of Calamity and Joan of Arc. I love the way she looks in her underwear. There's my page in the plot, then the book, then I swear she makes the most of her time. But loving me plenty, she knows there'll come a day when we won't be getting any. The butcher cried me, and through the wreck of a brass band, I thought I could see her in a cake while she came through the dead and the lame. Just a little bird floating on a hurricane. I was flat on my back, beating the thorns. I was in between the apples and the chloroform. She came to me up, and I was sure I was dying. It was always hard to tell if she was laughing or crying. I thought I heard somebody calling. Dog, I thought I heard somebody come the hair with the blade, did the maid of Orleans said crosswalk the water, we can wade through the war. You don't need to tell me who the fire is for, and bring me a love that can sweeten a sword, a boat that can love the rocks of the shore, the love of an iceberg reaching out for the wreck. Can you love me like the crosses of the name on the neck? Was it Casey Jones or Casey at the bat who died out of pride, got famous for that, killed by a swerve laid low by the curb? They ever thought they got what they deserved? Don't pity the bullet, pity the man. They both find a place in the same sad plan. Brother like the barrel going over the falls, crying all the way down. I never asked to be involved. But taking pink little pills, set his man through the top of some hell of a hill. Through the whisper of trees came a chillery breeze. Said I love the way the wind comes tickling my knees. Jane shot the apple right between the eyes. I was thinking of her when you came outside. Lemonade on your breath, sun in your hair. Did I mention how I love you in your underwear? Deep in the belly of a whale I found her, down with a deep blue jail around her. In the fields, it's so cold and so lonesome. Moon's the only face that I see. But I still remember that time when we were dancing. We're dancing to a song that I'd heard. Your face was simple, your hands were naked. I was singing without knowing the words. So long, so thank you.
North Sound Society Orchestra, right? Thank you very much for coming here. This is very exciting. It's an exciting time. Thank you. Like, that's. Is anybody here from North Dakota?
Yes.
God bless you. It's fantastic. I love this game here. I love it. For anybody listening on NPR, we're in D.C., and if someone from everywhere is here. So excited. Oh, it's a great.
Under wide blue skies, there's a place to lie for me and Evelyn to hide the night. I'll try my best to make a go. I'm not sure, but I don't know. Oh, cherry. Out there, please swing low and tell me I got here at the right time. If I did, it's probably the first time. No second guesses or secret signs. Tell me I got here at the right time. You're so red in the eyes, either too low or too high. When I met you, you were sick, but you did not know why. I was a pretty poor cure, and my love for you was always sure. Broken, but the water was pure. So tell me I got here at the right time. And if I did, it's probably the first time. No second guesses or secret signs. So tell me I got here at the right time. Just tell me I got here at the right time. If I did, it's probably the first time. No second guesses or secret signs. Just tell me I got here at the right time. Tell me I got here at the right time. Tell me I got here at the right time.
That song and the actually, and this is just by, I don't mean to talk about this, it just came into my head, But I always think it's nice, you know. I wrote this song in the Minneapolis, that last song in the Minneapolis airport. It was something that happened, you know? It was just something that happened. The great thing, and I don't mean to talk about this in any way, anybody, like, whatever. Like, I don't want the Minneapolis airport to have a bad name because of two people from Idaho. But, but the great thing about it is, and I mean, this is cuts across all party lines, everything about it, is that there's a lot of room, a lot of space in the Minneapolis airport. You can walk forever, and you know, those of you who, yeah, you can vouch for me there, that you can walk for miles, and there's terminals everywhere, and there's always a pretzel stand to hide behind. For whatever, I don't know. Radio waves are coming miles and miles. They're bringing on the empty boats. Whatever feeling they had when they sailed somehow slipped out between the notes. Out on the desert now and I'm feeling lost. The bonnet wears a wire. It's monster ballads or the stations of the cross. Sighing just a little bit. Sighing just a little bit. And I was thinking about what Kate had done. Thinking about what Kate did. The fairest daughter of the Pharaoh's son. Dressed in gold neath pyramids. Out on the desert now and I'm feeling lost. The bonnet wears a wire albatross. It's monster bellied so the stations of the cross. Sighing just a little bit. Ones and zeros bleed the mace of noise. And when you're empty, there's so much space for them. You turn it off, hold them, a still small voice. Comes in blazing from some vast horizon. Thinking about my river days. And I was thinking about me and Jim. Passing Cairo on getaway. With every steamboat like a hymn. Out on the desert now and I'm feeling lost. The bonnet wears a wire. Monster ballads or the stations of the cross. Sighing just a little bit. Smiling just a little bit.
cars are over, we shake hands. I believe that they're the good guys. We can use all the help we can. So many minor chords outside. I fell in love with the sound. Oh, I'd love to sing along with you. We got tunes we kicked around. So we got a bucket that the tunes go through. Babe, we both had dry spells, hot times, bad lands. I'm a good man for ya. I'm a good man. Last night there was a horse in the road. I was twisting in the hairpins. My hands held on, my mind let go. Back to you, my heart went skipping. I found the inside of the road. I thought about the first time that I met you and all those glances that we stole. Sometimes, if you want. We both had dry spells, hard times, and bad lands. I'm a good man. Oh yeah, I'm a good man. West and south of here, they had him cornered in a canyon, and even his horse had disappeared. Said he got run down by a bad, bad man. You're not a good shot, but I'm worse. Well, there's so much where we ain't gone. Yeah, swing up on this little horse. Think we'll hear the sunset. Babe, we both had dry spells, hot times, bad lands. I'm a good man for ya. I'm a good man. For the virgin, we knew he was gone for good. they always live so. And the wolves that he ran with moan low and painful, sang their sad lullabies at the moon. At the moon, it's a long way to heaven. It's closer to Harrisburg. That's still a long way from the place where we are. And a fable exists just a pair of train tracks. And the devil is a railroad car. Say man's the root of all evil, and others say God's a drunkard for power.
Is anybody here from Idaho? All right. There's not very many of us, but man. This is a song I wrote in the basement. Is everybody good? Is everybody okay here? Are you all right? All right, good. This is I wrote this in the basement. I was sitting there one day in my hometown, and I was like thinking about what would it take, you know. Sometimes you, well, anyway. This is the biggest show we've ever played here in the States. This is amazing. So, this is a song of, I was thinking about not to follow that up with, because that was amazing what happened just now. Maybe we'll say it again later. There's, you know, the Moscow, Idaho Rotary Club. What they do is they sell you potatoes, because that's what we do, you know. And it's kind of that, you know, you buy every year a 100-pound bag of potatoes for protection. And so all my life growing up, that's what we did. We bought the bag of potatoes, you know, we bought them and we threw them down in the basement, which is where potatoes go, which is convenient because I don't really eat them either, you know. How many of us can eat a 100-pound bag of potatoes every year? And, all right, that's good. She's from Minneapolis. So what we do is that, and when I bought my house, I moved there and that's the first thing I did was buy the bag of potatoes. I put them down in my basement, and that's where I go to write songs sometimes, especially some of the lighter, skippier ones, you know. It's good to be able to look at a potato while you're writing. It gives you something to think about. What would you do if you weren't doing music, and then you look at a bag of potatoes, and you think, well, it could have been worse. So I put these bag of potatoes down in my basement, and I know this is a long story, but I'm just trying to talk myself down for a sec. And that's what happens is that you put them down there, and they grow, you know, potatoes as they do. They kind of move outwards, like hands and arms and all kinds of stuff. Do you know what I'm talking about? They start to talk, you know, they move. Cultures exist. Whole cultures live and die before Thanksgiving. And, you know, so I started naming them. Benjamin Franklin. Margaret Thatcher. Anyway, I don't know where this story is going, but I just wanted to tell you about it. Rush Limbaugh.
Was the Cold War, we could keep each other warm. I said on the first occasion that I met Marie, we were crawling through the hatch that was the missile silo door, and I don't think that she really thought that much of me. I never had to learn to love her like I learned to love the bomb. She just came along and started to ignore me. But as we waited for the big one, I started singing her my songs. I think she started feeling something for me. We passed the time with crosswords that she thought to bring inside. What five letters spell apocalypse, she asked me. I won her over singing WWII. Oh, she smiled and we both knew that she'd misjudged. Oh, Marie, it was so easy to fall in love with you. It felt almost like a home of sorts or something. And you would keep the warhead missile silo good as new, and I'd watch you with my thumb above the button. Then one night you found me in my army issue cot, and you told me of your flash of inspiration. You said fusion was the broken heart that's lonely's only thought. And all night long you drove me wild with your equations. Oh, Marie, do you remember all the time we used to take? We'd make our love and then ransack the rations. And I think about you leaving now, the avalanche cascades. My eyes get washed away in chain reactions. Stick pins in the map of all the places where you thought their love would be found. But I would only need one pin to show where my love's at, in a top secret location 300 feet under the ground. Oh, we could hold each other close. We'd stay up every night looking up into the dark like it's the night sky, and pretend this giant missile is an old oak tree instead. And I'd carve your name and hearts into the warhead. Oh, Marie, there's something tells me things just won't work out above, that our love would live a half-life on the surface. So at night while you are sleeping, I hold you closer just because. As our time grows short, I get a little nervous. Think about the big one, WWII. Would we ever really care? The world had ended. And you could hold me here forever, like you're holding me tonight. I think about that great big button, and I'm tempted. Torn from their slumbers, but a ghost never gives up its sheet. And tell me, is it the same for the rattling chains or whatever you wear when you sleep? Do you remember the time I told you to take off your clothes? You were naked as a window, but I'll take all that nothing. But I'm just a hallway for ceilings and walls, babe, and emptiness all the way through. You know you're asking too much to be held and not touched, but somehow that's just what you do. Do you remember the time told you to take off your clothes? You were naked as a window, but I'll take all that nothing over nothing at all. Yeah, I'll take all that nothing over nothing over nothing at all. Said to Paul, you know all those words we wrote are just the rules of the game, and the rules are the first to go. But now talking to God is Laurel begging Hardy for a gun.
got a girl in the war, man, I wonder what it is we done. Well, Paul said to Peter, you gotta rock yourself a little harder. Pretend the dove from above is a dragon and your feet are on fire. But I got a girl in the war, Paul, the only thing I know. Music, pray that she makes it through. Because the keys to the kingdom got locked inside the kingdom. The angels fly around in there, we can't see them. And I got a girl in the war, Paul, I know that they can hear me yell. Find a way to hell, or they can go to hell.
Was invited to join one of those bicycle clubs. Well, I'll let you tell the story. Zach was invited to join one of those bicycle clubs where they had the big bicycles, but I don't know.
It's called the Brakeman, and it's a club for people that ride bicycles where the front wheel is 48 inches or higher. And the two requirements are that you're just a little bit stupid and that you have a big handlebar mustache. I had to miss the first meeting because of this trip. But I'm hoping that they, like, give me a bye week and that I can come back and take a trip on the 4-foot bike. It sounds pretty fun.
You look up at the stars, feel something for the constellation. And all those lovers circling round in love, swings and arrows, dogs and lions, with a separating touch from touch, the comedy of distance, the tragedy of separation. Am I making all the right moves? Am I singing you the right blues? Don't need the stories of my scars or in the stars to tell you nothing's free. I traded all the innocence I ever had for hesitation. And I said, won't you tell me where you've been? I put a finger to your lips and then you kissed me once again. The crickets are the dove, met the moon with a standing ovation. Am I making all the
This is Austin Nevins here on the Machismo. Speechless. Actually, I know the dog days of the summer. Have you tend to one outnumber? Seems like everybody up and left and they're not coming back. The shadow that you're standing on still here, sometimes that's all that you can ask. Heart still beating. You're not the fastest draw in town now. How many times you've been shot? Seems like everybody else could see the things you never did. If you could yourself, you'd probably never have made it through the things you did. With your heart still beating. Seems like everybody else saw trouble sneaking up behind. You left you half dead in the street. Well, that just means you're half alive. And your heart's still beating.
Like, you know, is anybody here? What, like, what's a real, like, good shit kicker state?
Virginia, man.
That's awesome. We are all shit kicker states here tonight. Could we do like a real, because that was, you know, this kid right here, Liam Hurley, we all screened when he did, and I know, and your heart goes out to him, you know, a poor Irish orphan here alone on the streets. Yeah. could we all kind of just scream like one more. Okay, that was awesome. That was fed. One more time. Thank you very much for an amazing night tonight. Thank you so much. This means everything. Thank you.
They do is the ghost of a trace of a pale imitation of you. I'll be the one to drive you back home, cat. Well, this party was made with a night air and the chance that a smile will wind its way from your face to one of the boys in your life. Like you're hip to their tricks and you're strong, but a virgin wordlesser heart never once had a song. I'll be the one to drive you back home, cat. And I'll have you back by break of day. I'm going your way anyway. You like to come. I'll be yours for the song. I don't know what to say. I wish I could say your name. You had feathered hair. Like the professional wrestlers. Yeah. You had a hypercolor t-shirt. Parachute pants. Well, we've moved on in our lives and everything, and I wish I could tell you what it meant to go driving with you. I was 14. You were 32. We had a John Deere tractor. Convertible. And we would go out on these long drives in the wintertime. Do you know what I mean? Do not talk about. We'd don those long roads and it was snowing. It's piling up in drifts. And we'd go over them and over them and over them down the road. And sometimes we'd hit like an icy patch. That's fantastic. I had a tape deck and I would play it your favorite song, which was Rhapsody in Blue. And I still remember that, and I wish that I could go and tell you how much that time meant to me. But your husband would kill me. We'll be right back.
So crawl up your trellis and quietly back in the old room. And I'll coast down the length of your drive by the light of the moon. And the next time we meet some new kind of hello, both our hearts have a symbol.
Well, the both of us know about the
I just want you to know how exciting it is. And I mean, I know it. People come and play all the time, and I mean it. Like, it's exciting for all of us. This is really an amazing time to be around. Surreal and fantastic. So thank you for being here tonight. Dirt roads and dry land farming might be the death of me, but I can't leave this world behind. And my debts are not like prison, where there's hope of getting free. It seems I can't leave this world behind. I've been from here to Lawrence, Kansas, trying to leave my state of mind, trying to leave this awful sadness. But I can't leave this world. South of Delia, there's a patch out back by the willow tree where I can't leave this world behind. And it's a fenced in piece of nothing. I hear voices on my knees, and I can't leave this world behind. Some prophecies are self-fulfilling. I've had to work for all of mine. Better times will come to us, God willing, 'cause we can't leave this world behind. Thank you.
this world must be frightening. Everybody's on the run, and we can't leave this world behind. And my house is a wooden one, and it's built on a wooden one. It seems I can't leave this world behind. A preacher said that when the master calls us, he's gonna give us wings to fly. But my wings are made of hay and corn husks, so I can't leave this world behind. World behind, with peace in the valley, peace in the valley. But I can't leave this world behind.
Josh Ritter. Absolutely sincere and wonderful bow he took with performer Zach Hickman, bass player Austin Nevins playing the lap steel there. Also mostly guitar, a bunch of Dan Electro guitars in fact. The drums by Liam Hurley. Piano by Sam. It's a rare. I'm sure I got his name wrong. I'm sorry. Sax player, alto sax, replico. Josh coming back solo on stage.
Thank you very much. Yeah. I love you too, actually.
Thank you.
We're gonna have a moment right now. Yeah. Oh. When I was in high school, I had a job for a little while delivering papers. All right, yeah. That's like saying I had a girlfriend, but that wasn't true. So I'll tell you. So I had a job delivering papers. Every Friday night from 12 to 5 in the morning. I would drive my car, and I would drive out and deliver papers to the little, tiny houses, the farmers way out in the, you know, kind of in the rural area around Moscow. And you know, there's lots of little towns around there. There's like somebody at one point just named them all like after Ivy League schools, so you can go to Vassar, you know, for like a day. But. And it's, I don't know how similar it is, but. It It's the reason I didn't go to Vassar. But so we would have, so I would deliver these papers to the farmers around, and they like, they get up early, you know, so they like to have their news in the morning right at the crack of dawn. And there was this one guy named Johnson, lived by himself at the end of Johnson Road. And he had, I'm sorry to go on about this, but I just want to, he had five dogs, and they all waited for me there in the pitch black, five dogs, and he had one goat. And the goat was there with the dogs, because, you know, he was just hoping to fit in. So you'd see five pairs of blue eyes and one set of green eyes in the headlights. And I just always think of that. I had this tape that I listened to a lot. And it made me feel like someone was out there. Felt like. Construction down at the Johnstown Company. Lately, there ain't been too much work on account of the economy. And all those things that seemed so important once, they just drifted right into the air. Now I act like I don't remember. Mary acts like she don't. I remember riding in my brother's car, her body tan and wet down at the reservoir. Down on those banks we would lie awake, I'd hold her close just to feel each breath she takes. Those memories come back to haunt me, they haunt me like a curse. Is a dream a lie if it don't come true? Or is it something worse? Brings us down to the river. Though we know that the river is dry. Oh, down to the river tonight. Down. To the river.
right here. Thank you so much. Thank you again for an amazing night, everyone. This is amazing. Thanks to the 930 Club for being so cool to us.
Very happy Josh Ritter kicking off a looks to be a long tour and a good way to start. ending his set with Next to Last from his new CD. I don't know. House music just came on, but had it not, I think there was a chance he was going to come back. The Historical Conquest of Josh Ritter was music he played a lot from tonight, but he reached back and played just such great music from a host of his old CDs. Thank you, Josh Ritter. You did a great job. More shows coming up, including the new Pornographers, Spoon, and there one might be one a bit sooner, but I can't tell you. So our newsletter is the best place to find out about our shows. Mark Greenhouse did the engineering here. Robin Hilton did the production. Ken Goldberg is at home doing all the hard work. Joel Didrikson took the pictures for NPR Music. Our live concert series continues soon. I'm Bob Boylan. It's All Songs Considered.